Andy, I have a favorite coordinator now.
Oh, another process guy.
Tommy Reese, the process. Gotta love the process, baby.
You know, he started to allude that the tight ends would be used a little bit more there. He said something about a diverse offense there.
Okay, let's
and
go
so
with that.
That's where I was.
Part of the process, Andy.
Jump into the process on that
one. Oh, part of the process.
More tight ends, the happier I am. That's all there is to it.
How are you going to play the quarterbacks on Friday? Yeah, we're working through it.
What else are you going to say?
Yeah. We're going to start Dylan Gabriel, and then we're going to bring in Shedeur Sanders.
It's not his place.
That's now, what you're going to say.
Now, if that's answered at 11:30, I'm sorry, at 1:30, then we'll get a different perspective.
I'll bet you a pop.
He ain't saying so.
I'll bet you the pop that Stefanski says process. What do you think?
What is that the buzzword?
I think it might be the buzzword for the day.
It's either that or eating the elephant,
if
right?
If not, I owe you a pop. If he says process, you owe me one.
Well, if he does, then that's media training.
Yeah. Hey, message today, guys, process.
All right. So at the Jeff Phelps School of Media Training.
Process.
Every time you can drop the word process.
You get a Coke.
Into a soundbite, you win. Every time you put your fan base to sleep by saying process.
Oh, come on, man.
You win.
It's all about the process. You know better than that. Let's go, Baskin. Get your process.
Is it... Do I really want to say this?
Go ahead.
Why do I feel like it's, and I've kind of felt this way before, and I thought that maybe injury would play into it, and I don't want it to, but I just feel like it's either Pickett or Flacco, but Gabriel and Sanders aren't going anywhere, either one of them.
That's, wait a minute. That might mean you're keeping four quarterbacks.
No.
Which goes against Baskin process.
No, you're not keeping four quarterbacks. You're not.
You know why I think you might?
The more this preseason goes on, the more I believe they will not keep four quarterbacks.
If they're okay with having a rookie as the backup, then they won't. They might not keep four. Otherwise, I think you're keeping four because I agree with you. I don't think you're going to move on from either one of those guys. They're going to keep the young guys.
In two weeks now, we've had, it was maybe just in 1 week, two of the four quarterbacks have had some kind of nagging injury. I just think when this season rolls around, one of these guys is going to be on the injured list. Even if it's just to kind of put someone...
Nudge, nudge, wink, wink.
For 4 weeks.
Well, you still have to actually be injured.
Well, right now you could say Sanders' arm and Pickett's leg. Right?
I keep thinking... I keep thinking of Rodney and Caddyshack.
Oh, my
arm. And all of a sudden, there it is.
Hey, you never know. Oh, give it to the kid.
Honestly, Andy, it's the perfect way to take care of the situation. But, you know, the NFL has safeguards in place that doesn't happen.
That you can't hide a quarterback?
Well, you can't hide players. Mm. The players can always raise a stink. That's the problem. They can always, you know.